Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr and want to mention to you that we have some new things up on our website. We've done a little bit revamping of The Aware Show website. So if you just go on there, it's theawareshow.com and you will be able to check out the other shows that I've got going on. I'm also on Hay House Radio and Gaia TV. And there's a really cool thing happening right now with Gaia TV. If you look at GaiaTV.com, or there's a link there on my website, you will see, and it's G-A-I-A, Gaia TV. You'll see there's a link on the top there of GaiaTV.com, and it says Topics. And if you search under the Topics, Inspirations, you'll be able to see I have 200 shows on that network on interviewing great video interviews of some of your favorite authors. So if you like hearing me on KPFK and all the great transformational program we do here on The Aware Show on KPFK, you can watch some of your favorite authors with great new content and original interviews on Gaia TV. So just go right up there to the search function, search Inspiration. The name of the show on there is Lisa's Inspirations. And you'll be able to check that out. So thank you. There's lots of ways that you can view the shows and free views and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. All right. So there's a phrase that you've heard before, the truth will set you free. Well, this is literally what has been the theme so far of 2018, as far as I can see, is this people coming face to face with personal truths. You've seen the March for Our Lives and the Me Too movement and so many different life-changing movements that are happening where the truth is surfacing. It's been going on for more than just this year. I mean, it's been going on for a while. So how does this relate to you? How do you begin to find your own personal truth? Where do you start? My guest is Kirsty Spragon. Now, she did this in such a brave way on a TED Talk. She has a TED Talk called You're Only as Sick as Your Secrets. And it is so liberating to watch her in her wonderful Aussie fashion talk about how she's bearing her truth so that other people can be truth tellers as well. And the really cool thing she did is she decided to take it to a whole nother level, come to Los Angeles and do a whole event that's in Glendale this April 22nd called the Truth Telling for Truth Seekers transformational event, where you will see the journeys of people, personal stories who are struggling with all sorts of different truths and talk about their truths. And we're going to talk a little bit about how and why that is so effective. Welcome, Kirsty. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, you have a great vision, girl. You're on fire.
Well, thank you for that introduction.
Yeah, you've done a lot with it. I mean, it's one thing to discover that you are only as sick as your secrets, but to go the level that you've gone is so great. So let's just back it up to that. So what does that mean, your TED Talk, You're Only as Sick as Your Secrets?
Well, I think for me, it was a 20-year, almost 20-year, two decades, where I lived in shame and felt stigmatized and felt scared to talk about some of the things that had gone on for me, and worried that people would think less of me, or I would feel humiliated or embarrassed or rejected. And so, you know, that I feel like that manifests emotionally, physically, spiritually, keeping things in it's like holding a lid on a boiling pot of water. You know, energetically, you're constantly feeling anxious or stressed, and you may not even realize it sometimes, that it's showing up when you engage in dating or relationships or with your partner or with friends. You know, for me, it showed up in lots of different ways in terms of my behavior. And I can only really truly see how much now that I'm through it, and that I don't have, you know, once I did that TEDx talk, I felt like this lightness that had lifted from me and a weight that I didn't know I was carrying. And once I started sharing the really big truths, I feel like I went on this journey for the last 4 years where now I'm sharing so many of the little truths and learning how to share how I'm feeling and what's really going on for me.
Well, I was just listening this morning to the news of one of these wonderful gymnasts who had for years and years been molested by this you know, the gymnastics coach. And thank God he's in prison for life. But for him to tell her, you can't tell anybody about this and you can't say anything because no one will believe you and the focus is on winning, is so sick. But she was so brave. I mean, this is a young girl to say this. What does that do for her, for others, for you? What does that do when you unleash that level of truth?
Yeah, well, and I feel like, you know, I was watching Rose McGowan's series, and I remember thinking, I don't think she's there yet. Like, it's in terms of the healing, like, you can still hear so much anger, because it's like a grief cycle.
Of course.
And I don't think I was fully through it until maybe even this year. Like, I thought I was there when I was doing the TED talk. The fact that I could talk about it publicly, what I've learned is when you start talking about it publicly, it's like you begin this healing that's been locked. You know, for Rose, she's just started that sharing this the past 12 months, even though she tried to share before and was shut down. But now sharing it in this way, that's really beginning her healing and this cathartic process. So I feel like you almost like you get put on hold. Your healing gets paused and it stunts us. And certainly for me, you know, that's where it showed up in terms of dysfunctional behavior, because you're not accepting, you're not conscious and aware, you know, all those things that come with healing, like you're just in anger and resentment and wishing, why didn't this happen to somebody else? Why did it have to happen to me? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with me that this happened? In blame and all those things. So I think that when somebody gets to a place where they share, I think firstly for them the healing begins. But when we share our stories, we heal not only ourselves, but we heal others. And I think that collectively, this is where, you know, Me Too, I've been doing Me Too interviews for 7 years, and it's not just about sexual assault. You know, Me Too is talking to another woman who's had her breast removed and had a double mastectomy. Me Too is talking to somebody else who has HIV and has been newly diagnosed and wonders what this means for their whole life now. You know, Me Too is somebody else who has anorexia. And so when we only get to hear the words Me Too when we say them. So it takes us having the courage to share our story, to hear someone say back, Me Too. Now, when I first started, after the TEDx talk, I went and told family and friends and people who were close to me before I did it, because I didn't want them finding out on a video. But there were people who had literally known me my whole life and some at least 20 years who didn't know. And when I told them, a substantial amount, over half, either said Me Too or someone they knew or had dated. And so what I learned was, I remember, do we have a bleep button?
No, we don't. We're not doing,
But I just remember thinking, like, where the F were you? Like, where were you all of those years that I was in isolation and shame? And it was no more their fault than it was mine, because both of us were living in shame and hiding and not telling our truths. So what happens collectively is when we share these truths, in even little ones, like, you know, we're so used to just saying, asking someone, how are you? Or someone asking us, how's your day? And just going, great. When really we might be, oh, I'm feeling really tired. I'm a bit energetically sensitive today. I'm really having a bit of, I'm being triggered by everything. You know, we don't tell the truth even in the small ways. And when we start doing that, it gives everyone else permission to do the same. Go, oh, Thank God you said that, because I'm not perfect either, or I don't feel great either, or do we have to filter everything on Instagram? And, you know, so if we start being real and we start sharing our truth, then the people around us do too. And it can take a little bit of time. It can be uncomfortable for us and uncomfortable for them as we start to transition into this new space of being truthful and authentic in our relationships and being vulnerable. Not everyone likes that at first. And so I think that, collectively we have a responsibility to tell more truth, because otherwise everyone feels like they're isolated and alone. And when we look at the numbers around depression and suicide and addiction, we have a problem. And a lot of it comes from people feeling isolated and alone.
So you're saying that when you get even the brave enough to share it is when you have to be almost the most ready because of the what follows that. Is that what you're saying? Right.
You know, it's a balance, because you're not ready in one sense, mm-hmm. because you are in that grief cycle. You haven't done all your inner work. You're probably, I didn't know how. I knew I had to share. I knew this was killing me inside, but I didn't know how. I didn't know what the step was to get those words out of my mouth and to get me to a place where I felt ready. But the first step was the awareness that I needed to. And then things started coming into my life, serendipity and synchronicity. And, you know, you start getting messages and slaps and taps from the universe. And so, but then you also have to be doing that inner work, because if you don't have your self-esteem strong, if you don't have resilience, if you're not okay with somebody not liking you, or if you tell your truth and they all reject you, you're going to have a problem. So you have to do that inner work first. I call it getting ready and getting strong, because then you can do the vulnerability and be okay. Like, I knew by the time I got on the TEDx talk, I knew I was going to be okay no matter what. And it was still scary. I was shaking even on the day, and I was nervous. And for a motivational speaker that speaks in front of thousands, like, that was a new thing for me. But I knew I was going to be okay, and it was just fear. And I knew that I needed to do it for myself, because that's where you're only as sick as your secrets came in. You know, I knew I was getting to a point where after 20 years, this was affecting me in terms of relationships and lots of different dysfunctional behaviors going on, a lot of numbing. And I knew I was at a point where I had to do something to change. And I think that that's sadly, a lot of us have to get to that rock bottom or hit that point instead of recognizing, like, that's what this event is about. It's like, come along and do this inner work before you get to that crisis point, before the universe slaps the crap out of you trying to wake you up. I see so many people get to a point where they're alcoholics, or they're riddled with illness in their body, because they're too scared to look at this work.
Now, okay, so once you get to that and you start to face the idea of talking about your truth, especially in public or to family or friends or whatever, does it really help you feel lighter? Does it really, is that phrase, the truth will set you free? It does. Good.
Yeah, and I think that for everyone it's different. I don't think everybody needs to speak about it to the whole world like I did, or do a TEDx talk. You don't need to tell the whole boardroom. And it's about choosing where you feel safe. But there's a difference between secrets and privacy. And so for me, you know, there are certain things that we keep private. We don't need to tell other people. But there's a difference when something becomes a secret and you feel like you're keeping the lid on it, that you know that by not talking about it or ever even processing and feeling it for yourself, even just with you alone or with your journal or with a therapist, but when you know that you've been single for decades, or you can't hold a proper job, or you have problems in all of your relationships in your life, you can't do vulnerability, you don't like putting the mask down, you have to be perfect all the time, they're all signs. Or you're drinking way too much, you're overweight and can't seem to stop numbing with food. You know, all of those things, if you're engaging in unhealthy, dysfunctional behaviors and you're unhappy in any area of your life, it usually stems from something that you haven't healed, something that you haven't processed. Now, mm-hmm. that isn't a big, scary, dark thing for everybody. For some people, you know, it can be just being picked on as a child that's now showing up in feeling abandoned by friends, in or having to always say yes to everything in your life because you don't want to tell anyone no because you're scared that they might leave you. You know, so it can be smaller things that have happened that I call it our past shows up in our present.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. So you did this you put together this event, which gives these gives a lot of people the opportunity to speak their truth in front of a large group of people. Why are you doing that, and how did that come together?
Well, look, I think, you know, these things are divinely guided. I got the message and I knew I was supposed to put on this event, and I thought it was going to be a lot smaller, and it's growing. It's a 1,400-seat theater. I started with 3 truth tellers. We now have 9. And so it's kind of like a TEDx meets open mic style, you know, riffing raw truth tellers sharing their stories. And I mean, these are people like one of the comedian, he was the first African-American gay man to speak at the White House and do his comedy, and he's so funny. And you know, so we have stories of coming out, we have stories of racism, we have stories of homelessness, we have stories of domestic abuse, but all of them have, no matter, you know, I haven't been through a lot of what these other speakers have, but in listening to them, I got goosebumps and I teared up, and I've, you know, last night we were having a chat and 3 of us have learned so much from hearing 2 of the other stories. And so there's these universal lessons in all of their stories around things like how we choose to stay for all these other reasons except for listening to honoring our own soul. We choose to stay for our family. We choose to stay because we don't want to embarrass or upset someone. You know, we hide, a lot of us hide, put on a mask and hide away parts of our past that are ugly, or we don't, we have some loathing around and we can't accept, and we try to push this other part away, which, you know, isn't healthy. And so all of these speakers have these universal stories and lessons, and then we have a sound bath healing and a guided meditation and all these amazing healing modalities. And
I was wondering about that. So you do have, you definitely have the arena and the platform for people to be able to speak their truth, and for people in the audience to be able to resonate with and heal from that experience. And then you have a way for people to realize that's not all of who they are, that there are, there really, that's only 2% of who you are, and the rest is completely okay. And you can embrace the whole person and move forward, right? It's not just telling stories of truth. It's moving beyond that too, right?
Yeah. No, all of them are, I mean, very briefly touching on the past, but the majority of it is about the lessons and the wisdom and the learnings. And in between all of that, you know, I've been speaking for over a decade with corporate organizations and 2,000-3,000 people audiences. And so I'll be weaving in between every single of the, you know, the 9 elements of the day. There'll be a lot of deep diving in and looking at, where does this affect your life? Now, no one will be called out. No one has to stand up on a microphone. No one has to share their own truth. But we will be using this time to, like, reflect, to step, you know, we're so busy that often we don't get to look at what's not working in my life. What do I need to change? Where is my past showing up in my present? And so my hope is that people leave empowered and inspired and uplifted with some new friends. I mean, how amazing to connect with all of these speakers in, you know, we have booths and we have a photo booth and we have all kinds of fun activities and things going on. So there's just so many elements to the day. We have 3 vocalists who have these amazing songs that have come from places of pain and trauma in their life. And now there's this, you know, beauty in what they're doing. So there's just, really.
And I want to mention when it is. It's April 22nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the
4 days.
The website is truthtellingfortruthseekers.com, truthtellingfortruthseekers.com. It's an opportunity to see some incredible speakers around really feeling for their stories, but talking about how they've healed beyond their story and incorporated their story into their lives. And you, by listening, can also heal your own story. That's the whole point, I believe, when someone does that, is they offer the opportunity for other people to feel lighter, to heal, to feel freer, and to support each other. So I think it's super, really cool. Our mutual friend, Peggy O'Neill, recommended you that I speak with you, and I always really follow what Peg says. So if she says to talk with you, then I said, great. And then I looked you up and watched your TED Talk. I'm like, whoa. So you have a lot to say.
Can you be there?
Good, good, good. So, yeah, there's a lot of great things that you're up and open to. And also you're giving away, you have been kind enough to give us a pair of tickets for the event. If our listeners call right now, 818-985-KPFK, you can get the tickets. It's one pair of tickets, so you can bring a friend. And it's just give us a call here. Joyce is in the phone rooms, and she'll be able to answer the call, 818-985-KPFK. The event is April 22nd, and it's all day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. downtown or in Glendale at the Alex Theater. Otherwise, you can go check out the Alex Theater on their website. It's on Sunday, April 22nd, or you can go to the website, which is truthtellingfortruthseekers.com. And share it, too.
The code, if they use the code TRUTH, they'll get a discount, and there's tickets from $49.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Yep, got to pay for the theater.
Thank you.
Really cool stuff. All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And good luck, and have an incredible healing event. Great to talk with you.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye.
All right, take care. We will be right back. I am Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show.